This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, I do love it when computers just start doing things on their own just because you look at them. I apologize for that. Welcome back. Hour number two coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
That reminds me, I've got to break that stuff out and start getting these rifles ready to go hit the range. Can't have them un-frog lubed. Now, we talked about Dr. Monia D. and what she put up and, you know, David and everybody getting mad at her and everything. Then we have some doctors coming in. Well, actually, a doctor. Dr. Timothy Wheeler from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. He writes, the online physician magazine, Medical Economics, deals with practice management and technology subjects of concern to doctors. Last week, it provoked its readers with an emotional rant against the American civil right of gun ownership, written by L.A. Dr. Monia D. D demonstrates no qualifications on the subject other than ignorant contempt for gun owners and a gift for self-promotion. She has a checkered past as an actual doctor, having failed to complete her residency training program for the documented reason of incompetence. Worse, after flunking out of her residency, Dee then sued her residency program, lost, appealed, and lost again. The appellate court tossed her appeal, granting a summary judgment against her with legal costs awarded to the people she sued. This is a highly unusual legal step taken by the appeals court, generally reserved for lawsuits the court deems without merit. It was this person, then, a doctor who failed her specialty training because of incompetence and isn't even board certified, who medical economics editors chose to write an article about gun ownership. We've often written about the anti-gun civil rights bias of medical journals. The editor's first choice of a fuming homophobe to write about guns only confirms that bias is alive at medical economics. At our urging, the editors agreed to post a rebuttal from Dr. Wheeler. With no explanation, the editors also quietly changed the title of Dee's original article from "Obtaining a gun should be as difficult as becoming a doctor" to "Obtaining an assault rifle should be as difficult to becoming a doctor." Incredibly, though, they did this after Dr. Wheeler had already written his rebuttal to the original title. This appeared to be a blatant effort to soften Dee's original stance, possibly made by the editor after he saw the uniformly scathing comments of outraged readers. It was only after Dr. Wheeler called the editor on his mysterious title change that he agreed to place an editor's note, disclosing the change but not explaining it. Dr. Wheeler's medical economics article follows. And he wrote, "Reading an assault rifle should be difficult as becoming a doctor. Monia D., MD, MPH, whatever that stands for, shocked me as it should shock every American. The title might as well have read, African Americans should have to pass a literacy test to vote, or Christians should be put in prison. All three of these emotion-laden issues were settled in American law years ago. Yet there remains in our profession a vast illiteracy regarding the uniquely American right to keep and bear arms. I'm willing to give the esteemed Dr. Wheeler the benefit of the doubt on this one. However, I will say this. This isn't about qualifications. This is about elitism. And doctors are actually a very learned segment of our society. In some cases, I'm afraid they may be a little too learned, because some of them get out there and they have delusions of grandeur. They have God complexes. Now, Dr. Moni D, who is a doctor but isn't really certified to be a doctor, is out there saying that in order to get this vague term, to possess physically this vague term of assault weapon or assault rifle, that it should be as hard as a doctor, to become a doctor, which apparently is very hard because she is not one. So that part of it is very interesting. The other part that's very interesting is the simple fact of the matter that this medical economics saw fit to give her the forum. Let her write this article and sat around and then tried to circle the wagons and such. I find that really interesting. Because, as you all know, I have recently very closely been associated. Well, not associated. I've been under their care in the medical profession. And I have a very high regard for the people that worked on me. And every one of those people knew. Every one of those people knew that I was a gun guy. I had people coming to look at my tattoo because some of them actually listened to the show and they did not believe it was me. I had one or two actually come and look at this tattoo on my shoulder. So, nobody tried to talk to me about not owning a gun. Nobody. Which was smart, because I would not have listened to them. I would not have complied. I am a free man, as are you, free man or woman. And no matter who may be higher, you know, education is a relative term. It's a relative term. I'd like to see a doctor dig a foxhole. It's a relatively simple thing, but there's certain things that you've got to do when you're digging a foxhole. And if you don't do it, then they become dangerous. They become graves in certain cases. You got to dig things like a grenade sump in one corner. You got to put it at an angled floor so you're not standing in water all the time. You got to put your fields of fire out. You got to put your firing stakes out and such. You might want to have a little overhead cover so you're not peppered by shrapnel if anything gets walked in on you. Those kind of things are not something they probably teach in medical school. And for them to come to me and, you know, if I want to know how to keep from having a heart attack, I'll ask them. I got told the other day about riding on a bike trail, how fast it happens. And I looked at this person incredibly, because this person was trying to describe to me without any, I mean, they don't practice anything. They don't carry anything or anything. And they're telling me what I need to do. I love it. I absolutely love it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, I will be. I'll be pulling some things apart. Maybe Saturday afternoon, because Sunday we're gonna try to tear them apart on the range. But they'll be all frog lubed up, no doubt about it. I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna tell you something that some of you may consider to be controversial. I'm going to tell you this simply because we need something organized at a local level. And even then, it's going to be I'm just looking for something to equal things out. But I'm looking at two things. I'm looking at terrorist attacks, and I'm looking at cops being targeted. Times have changed. Now, there's always been this underlying disdain for law enforcement, and not just by the criminal element within our society. There's lots of respectable people who turn into vicious animals given the right stimuli. And that could be drugs or alcohol, just getting a speeding citation. But to zoom to the the moral of this story, the moral of this story that I'm about to fill in is, law enforcement should become riflemen, and they should have all of the tools at their disposal in their patrol vehicle to be a rifleman. And they should be afforded the training necessary to be a rifleman. Now, this is not paramilitary. Police officers operate alone. They're not squatted up. They operate alone. And what they face is this. They cannot predict when and where violent criminals armed with heavy-duty firepower, like, say, in Paris, or like a truck. Handguns are not going to stop a truck like that. They don't know when they're going to strike, and they need to be prepared for them at all times with all means. And that means every officer, regardless of rank, title, or position, needs to have a patrol rifle available to them at all times. And they need to be trained in the proper use of it. If they are not military veterans, they need to go through a module of training that when they come out of it, they have no problems whatsoever. Their training needs to include urban rifle skills. The 300-yard shot on the range is nice, but the realities of the street dictate that you learn to use a patrol rifle in close quarters. The reality of the street is that officer-involved shootings, even those involving rifles and long guns, happen at much smaller distances. Now, those that have patrol rifles, how often do we hear about a patrol rifle, a patrolman, making a shot? A 300-yard shot in the dark. How often do you hear about that? Because they're not even their weapons are not equipped for that. They don't have night vision on these things. You know, what about pulling somebody over where the distance between you and the person you pulled over is just a few car lengths, if that? What about entering a building where the distance was in feet, not yards? Police officers, law enforcement, need to have training that reflects the reality of their environment in which they operate, which in some cases can be the street, can be a rural area, whatever. We need to be able to shoot accurately. They need to be able to shoot accurately while moving. They need to be able to identify cover, real cover. They need to know how to properly use it with a rifle, because in some cases it's different from using cover with your handgun. Every officer needs to be trained in single officer and two-man and multiple officer movement and tactics, so this becomes seamless. Single means that you got to keep moving. Double means you're moving and then you're firing, then you're moving and then you're firing. Multiple means you're moving in a wave. Now, I don't have any problem whatsoever with every cop in the United States today having immediate access to an AR-15 or something similar. And I'm all for them training on how to use this weapon effectively. There are those who say, Bill, they're moving to the military mindset. There are some people out there that I've read this. We as law enforcement officers need to adopt the same mindset of the Marine Corps when it comes to job titles. In the Marine Corps, everyone, regardless of rank, is a rifleman first and foremost. The job he does in the Marines comes second. We're civilian law enforcement, so our job to protect and serve comes first, but we need to have the mindset that each and every one of us is also a rifleman. We need to be equipped and trained as such. If we're talking about armed confrontation, okay, they're not going to be carrying the rifle, okay? That's the only shortcoming to my plan that I see. They won't be carrying it. They will have their handgun, their sidearm. But I think the learning curve needs to begin, and simply because of this. In the event that one of these incidents happens, like, say, at Charlie Hebdo, where you just had individual officers responding at first, and we got to see one of them get shot by the professional paramilitary terrorists who were they weren't professional. They just were the only guys on the street with rifles. You can look awful professional when you're unopposed. These are the guys going to roll up on these people individually, and they need to be able to deal with this. Deal with this. And deal with it and survive. They deserve to go home, too. And let me ask you a question. If we're going to sit around and give a bunch of doctors a bunch of credence, why wouldn't we give law enforcement professionals the same sort of credence? What's wrong with that? Tell me what's wrong with that. They don't know, in some cases, depending on where they're at, they don't know if they're being called to actually go out on a call or rolling into an ambush. That has to be in the back of some of their minds, depending on their jurisdiction. So bear all that in mind. I want to see them geared up. I want to see them get tooled up and ready to go. And I want them to be trained to handle those tools they've been given. Trained well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Call the fence. Completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It is good enough for those type, for that level of professional. Check that stuff out. It is unbelievably good. Now then, there was an article on the web last weekend, and it opened with the following paragraph. What would happen to the arts and if this country turned to authoritarian leadership? If fundamental freedoms were challenged, if a strong leader gathered up the full weight of the regulatory state and started using it to systematically punish his enemies and reward his friends, if the country was precipitated into even ever more severe constitutional crises, if the only political labels that mattered were whether you were with the leader or the resistance, where would the arts stand? That's long-winded. An authoritarian leader who would challenge fundamental freedoms, gather up the full weight of the regulatory state, systematically punish enemies and reward friends, precipitate severe constitutional crises. Sounds like they were writing about, you know, pantsuit. Why? Because her authoritarian, dogmatic, arrogant personality is a matter of record. She would indeed challenge fundamental freedoms as president, including the right to bear arms and the right to criticize the powers that be. Democrats have been using the full weight of the regulatory state to carry out various and sundry reforms literally for decades. Systematically punishing enemies is what the Lois Lerner-ing at the IRS was all about. The book Clinton Cash presents ample evidence that Bill and Hillary are very good at spreading wealth, crony capitalist style. Challenging the Second Amendment would indeed precipitate a constitutional crisis, as would Clinton's appointment of radical feminists to the Supreme Court. So they must have been writing about pantsuit, right? Well, the article was written by Washington Post art critic Philip Kennicott, a Pulitzer Prize winner, no less. Gazing into his crystal ball, Kennicott tells readers how he thinks the arts would be affected by a Trump presidency, painting a dystopian future much like, you know, more like coloring inside lines drawn by the Clinton campaign. It's pretty silly when you think about it. Very silly, in fact. Too silly for words. But what got me wondering is whom this caricature of Trump this is supposed to persuade. Who's supposed to be looking at this going, ah, that's definitely Donald Trump. When Donald Trump has no, he's got no record. He's got no moments where he's ever been out there being this person that's going to tear the arts down. The left already spouts much worse about the Donald. Independents and the fence sitters are unlikely to bat an eye should Trump announce that he plans to do away with the National Endowment for the Arts. The right would applaud such an announcement, so Kennicott's dire warnings would draw a yarn, rather a yawn from them. Not a yarn, good Lord. I'm not from New England, for gosh sakes. Not about a kind of yad. No. Maybe Kennicott is hoping his diatribe would resonate with fellow Lilliputians Bill Kristol, George Will, and other never-Trumpers blithely ignorant of welcoming the inference of Clinton from Trump or Clinton and not Trump. There's always that possibility after all. But then, it hit me. Attacks by the Clinton camp are only to be expected. It's also easy to see what conservatives kicking up dust are doing. They're doing it for purely selfish reasons. Trump would more than likely turn their world upside down, so they're acting to protect their interests, their turf, their fiefdoms, their influence, whatever. Even though it means being stuck with crooked Hillary. But when someone as far down into the weeds as an art critic jumps into the fray, you know the fear factors hit home in a special way. The left is in a panic that Trump 2.0 can turn things around, in which he is being helped by a new and even more appalling pay-for-play revelations at the Clinton State Department. Not content with reading tea leaves, Kennicott also tries his hand at innuendo. Halfway through the article, we're shown a painting of Donald Trump from his Florida estate, the implication being that Trump would encourage a cult of personality as president. Sort of backward. It is Hillary Clinton who would promote a cult of personality, taking it way beyond Obama. She would see to it that the NEA gets a budget increase so that court artists can make sure our first female president is portrayed in an appropriate manner. A portrait of Clinton wearing an orange pantsuit would definitely be inappropriate. To end on a personal but not irrelevant note, I've taken up photography and I've taken up videography, and I try, I post up pictures of guns and stuff that has to do with the show all the time, but I go downtown and try to take pictures of architecture all the time. And, the arts mean something to me. I like ballet. I mean, there's a lot of things about the arts that appeal to me. However, I do all of this while holding down a full-time job. I did not, I'm not applying for NEA grants or scholarships and fellowships and the like. And, you know, the reason for that is I don't see any reason why American taxpayers should subsidize what began as an avocation. I thought it was entirely up to me to prove I had something new to offer. Then I've got to create something that somebody wants. Then they've got to want it enough to where other people want it. And then it's got to become this thing. And then I'm going to have to strike while the iron is hot and take a picture, you know, take a photograph of like a wall and charge $2 million for that and get it. And then as soon as I've got the money and everybody figures out, you know, he just sold me a picture of a wall, then I can retire. And but in this, I have preceded as many artists before me with only a hunch and a hope that something might come out of the effort. And I, you know, I don't consider myself an artist. I like to consider myself perhaps a creative. I'm trying to be creative with some of the stuff that I do for my sponsors, as an example. There's only so much you can do with guns. I mean, you can only create to a certain degree, but you can certainly make it different, right? And that's what I'm trying to do. But that doesn't mean that I should go around holding my hand out to the federal government going, hey, I'm an artist. Why don't you support me? Well, you know, I don't think so anyway. But that's what this guy, you know, I downloaded Ghostbusters the other day for the first time. And there's this line in Ghostbusters. It reminds me of the NEA right now in this instance when they've been fired and thrown out of the university, and Dan Aykroyd is sitting there and he's telling Dr. Venkman, you know, Bill Murray, he's saying, you know, I've worked in the private sector before. They expect results. Yeah, they do. So all of that, take all that into consideration. But, you know, that's panic. This is panic now. Mr. Kennicott's having a big panic attack right about now. And, you know, what kind of painting would we want of Hillary? Hey, when we get back, we're going to talk about pantsuit, her coughing, and the debates. Because all those, that sounds innocuous, but it's very, very pertinent. That's all coming up next when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yeah, I'll be caking that stuff on in the next couple of days. Pantsuits, flags are maintaining that no serious health problems, and there's an increasingly public amount of evidence that they're lying through their teeth. Her coughing fits, for example, have gone on for minutes during interviews and speeches and debates. The leftist establishment media, of course, has totally ignored this running story, but there's one venue in which her uncontrollable coughing and hacking cannot be hidden from the American public, and that is the presidential debates. Because her health seems to be getting worse all the time because she's never appeared in a nationally televised presidential debate, even her few debates with Bernie Sanders were scheduled to avoid large audiences. The stress of standing before 100 million or so Americans watching her live should make the chances of her descending into minutes of coughing and gagging and hacking while the world watches very real. And what happens then? Well, consider if she keeps coughing for 2 or 3 minutes, which that's happened to her several times. It will interrupt whatever point she's been trying to make and focus instead on her inability to speak. A debater affects audiences as much by their demeanor and voice as by what they actually say. And images matter, as the haggard-looking Nixon proved in the 1960 presidential debates. He looked tired and he looked old. He had a 5 o'clock shadow. Those who heard Nixon and Kennedy on the radio actually thought Nixon won the debate, but those who watched them on television thought Kennedy won the debate. The sound and sight of an old, fat, sick, coughing woman beside a healthy and vigorous man speaking confidently and clearly can only hurt Pantsuit and help Trump. Whether this is fair or not, we can leave to the leftists obsessed with fairness, but most Americans who want a strong and robust leader just sort of cast those silly notions aside. Hillary's uncontrolled coughing will be the story coming out of the debate, no matter what the candidates actually say, and that will make her health an issue that may not go away until Election Day. If voters go into the ballot booth really wondering if she's healthy enough to be president, that negates all the arguments her campaign is making that Trump is temperamentally unsuited to be president. The greater danger for her is if the coughing jags show up in the first debate, then reappear in the second debate and the last debate. If Hillary starts coughing in the first debate, then she will be quite conscious of that problem in the second debate, which will actually make it more likely that anxiety will bring on another attack. If she has an uncontrollable coughing fit in the second or third debate, that may well be the biggest story of the campaign, except, of course, for another story. If Pantsuit clearly appears to have serious health problems, then that means that she and her staffers have been lying through their teeth to the American people. And that's not news, but this would be the sort of lie that everyone can see with his own eyes and can understand with no help. Moreover, denying that she is really sick will compound the lying because ordinary Americans will think she's treating them like idiots. So what could she do? She could say that she really is sick and is hiding the extent of her problems, but is still fit to be president. And there are two problems with that. First, Clintons thrive by lying with a straight face and never coming clean. Admitting that she had been lying about that would grant new focus on all the other lies Hillary has told us. Second, who's going to believe that she really is healthy enough to be president no matter what she says? There's only one way this could fail to shift enough votes to win the White House for Trump. If Hillary starts coughing, and it is clear that this is going to go on for a few minutes, Donald Trump needs to say nothing at all in words or body language except perhaps to ask sympathetically if she needs help or would like a short break. Even the next day, the Clinton campaign ought to say nothing more than, "We hope Mrs. Clinton is doing better today, and we hope that she's able to be well for the next debate." Nothing snide, nothing editorial, nothing more. I don't know what the coughing is about. I think she's got something wrong with her head. I think she's got brain problems. I've seen her in certain circumstances. And, I mean, she reacts completely over the top to just mild stimuli. And I've never seen anybody with those mannerisms. I've seen drunk people that don't have her mannerisms. I've seen people having epileptic fits that don't have her mannerisms. I've seen, you know, I've never met a normal person that doesn't have anything going on and isn't inebriated that have those mannerisms that she has in certain circumstances under certain stimuli. But, you know, all that being said, this means what this boils down to is if she really is sick, then everybody out there, this is the Tim Kaine presidential campaign here. The one heartbeat away. I mean, do we want to go through losing a president in the middle of a presidency? When was the last time that happened? Franklin Delano Roosevelt? Yeah. And he had been president for how long? I mean, when he passed away, he's quite frail. I mean, I've seen video of him right before he passed on. And he was there up to the moments. And you know what? Leaders don't need to be frail and disabled. Leaders need to lead. They need to be dynamic and robust and busted. And there's no need for us to settle. I mean, President Clinton would not be settling. It would be, I don't know. That would be a bad moment in time. But Clinton hasn't been in a debate with somebody like Trump yet. She hasn't. She wasn't in a debate with Romney. She's only ever debated Obama, and apparently that didn't go very well. So besides, you know, the people she debated in the primaries, in the run up to this, Webb and O'Malley and Sanders, they weren't supposed to matter. So it never mattered to her if she scored any points. Remember when she was gone from the podium for minutes and then came back clearing her throat? Do you remember that in the Democratic presidential primaries? That's what's coming. That's who wants to be your commander in chief. Somebody who can't stand on a stage for an hour and a half and answer and not answer questions back to back to back because everybody's taking a turn. Oh, no. That, it doesn't concern me because I actually think that Trump's going to beat her like a baby seal. I have thought this all along. She has not been out there in the general population yet. There's a lot of disconnected people out there. The rage is real. The rage in America today is real. Not Black Lives Matter rage. I'm talking about the rage of the people that feel like their government doesn't listen to them anymore. There's Democrats and Republicans feeling the same way. And who are they looking to? They're looking to Trump. They're not looking to Clinton. They're not looking to Clinton. And the best part about what I like about this is Stein and Johnson, the Stein is the Green Party, and Johnson, of course, is a libertarian. The libertarian who isn't one. They're probably going to siphon votes from Hillary. They're going to siphon votes away from Hillary, which will be that'll be one of those karma moments where you're sitting around and all of Hillary's people, Huma Abedin and all these people, just crashing to the ground because their relevance is about to go bye-bye. It's all coming soon. And we're about to roll into hour number three, just because that's what's looming ahead. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solution. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.